This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Oh boy, we're going to war today against the Muslim Jew haters and against Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the brainless moron who's bringing down the Democratic Party. Keep talking, Alexandria. Keep talking, Ilhan Omar. Keep talking, Rashida Tlaib. Crazy, radical nutcases bringing down the Democratic Party. You know how bad it is? The co-founder of Greenpeace rips Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, not Wayne Root, not Donald Trump, not a big-time conservative, not a racist, not a Nazi, not a KKK member. The co-founder of ultra-liberal radical Greenpeace rips Ocasio-Cortez and calls her a pompous little twit who would bring about mass death to the world. I mean, when you're being called a pompous little twit who would bring about mass death by the co-founder of Greenpeace, you get an idea of just what a hopeless loser Alexandria Cortez is. As I said in my commentary only days ago, the greatest salesman in the history of the Republican Party, because she's making Trump and the GOP look so good. So good. Before we get to all the controversy about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, otherwise known as AOC, or my favorite new name for her, the little twit, the Harvard-Harris poll is out. 3 out of every 4 Americans favor America First and Donald Trump's immigration, trade, and war platform. How do you like that? 3 in 4 Americans favor a populist, nationalist, American First, legal immigration, trade, and foreign policy platform from candidates running for office that prioritizes protecting the way of life and economic security of United States citizens above all else. There it is. They're with Trump on trade. They're with Trump on the wall. They're with Trump on illegal immigration. God bless Donald Trump. The American people aren't that stupid after all. The number 2 news story of the day is Donald Trump to require colleges to support free speech if they want federal funds. Oh, do I love that. Oh, do I love that. He now moves into first place without any question, the clear leader and my favorite president of all time. Trump beats Ronald Reagan. Requiring colleges to support free speech if they want federal funds. See, that's the thing. If you don't want my taxpayer money, you don't have to be nice to conservatives. I mean, it would be nice. It would make sense. Because conservatives won't send their children to your school anymore. But if you want our money, then you have no choice. You have to be fair to both sides. We'll get into that during the show. Breaking news as of this minute. House Democrats are going to vote on a resolution condemning radical anti-Semite Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Can you imagine? We've got 2 people on the floor of the United States House. Well, we've really got 3 when you count Ocasio-Cortez. But she's just a brainless moron, Fidel Castro communist wannabe. But Ilhan Omar is dangerous. And Rashida Tlaib is dangerous. These 2 are radical Jew haters on the floor of the U.S. Congress, or House, however you'd like to put it. No one's ever seen anything like this in the history of America. Hijab-wearing Jew haters on the floor of the U.S. House. And she's got a batch of new anti-Jew remarks. And they're going to now vote to condemn her for the 2nd time. More headlines about Ilhan Omar. She spars with fellow Democrats over Israel comments and faces new calls to be removed from her committee. Democrats scramble to limit damage from Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitic remarks after suddenly the ADL comes out to criticize her. The ADL always supports Democrats, Anti-Defamation League, but they are coming out with both barrels blazing against this crazy woman, and they should join her with Rashida Tlaib, the one who called Trump a mother bleeper. Can you imagine what filthy, foul-mouthed people you've got on the floor of the U.S. House that remind me of the Iranian Congress, not the American Congress? They should be in the Iranian Congress. They should be in the Palestinian Congress. They don't belong in the United States Congress. These two are the biggest aberrations in the history of United States politics. And you know why? It's funny, because right-wing watch listens to every word I say, and they try and grab every line out of context and attack me, and they've never said a word about my criticisms of the two Muslim women on the floor of the United States House. You know why? Because almost every Jew in America is a Democrat, and almost every big donor of the Democratic Party is Jewish, and I'm Jewish, and they're all embarrassed by these two. They're all sickened by these two. They all agree with me, including liberal Democrats even agree, that these two are too far, a bridge too far for the United States of America. We don't allow Jew haters on the floor of the U.S. Senate. Even right-wing watch can't criticize me. Try it, guys. Come on. I dare you. Come on, right-wing watch. Wayne Root dares you. Come on. Attack Wayne Root because I'm pro-Jewish. I dare you. Because I realize the Democratic Party has become the Jew-hating party. But see, that's always been undercover. There's been this undercover thing between the outward Jew-haters and the undercover Jew-haters who are mostly Jews in the Democratic Party. But they don't love themselves. They're self-destructive. Dennis Prager was there before me. He called them self-hating Jews. Lots of them in the Democratic Party. But the politicians generally have been pro-Israel because they get so much support from Jewish people. The Jewish people vote Democrat, and they donate. Jewish people donate. And so they can't be outwardly anti-Jewish. They can't make comments anti-Jewish. Even Democrats wouldn't allow that. Well, now it's all been broken. That rule is gone. That underlying subtle rule that no one talked about, that you could kind of be a Jew hater, but you can never say it out loud in the Democratic Party, that rule's been broken. And now you got nasty Jew haters. Nasty, nasty Muslim women who belong in the Congress or Parliament of Iran more than America, much closer to Iran or Palestine or Syria. I could see them on the floor of the Syrian parliament. I even know if they have a parliament. Syrian Congress, whatever it is. They'd be right at home. And we've got two of them right in our own United States House. And Democrats, including Jewish Democrats, they cheered. Yeah! Look what we elected from Minnesota and Michigan. Now they want to vomit. They had no idea, these morons, these delusional, dumb, liberal, commie Democrats, many of whom are Jewish, had no idea that these were people that would openly hate Jews and openly hate Israel and openly root for the destruction of Israel, which would mean every Jew in Israel dies. And by the way, don't tell me that America shouldn't care about Israel, because after Muslims kill all the Jews in Israel, they're coming for all the Jews in America. See, that's the good news about Israel. It protects us. They're on the front line. We're the backups. They're not coming to get us till first they wipe out Israel. That's their number one target. And why do you think the number one target of crazy, crazed Muslim nutcase terrorists is always New York? I mean, there's been a few lame attempts in other cities and some threats against Vegas. But in general, 99% of every terror attack is always aimed in New York. Why? Because there's more Jews in New York than there are in any place in the world outside of Israel. So they're just obsessed with Israel and New York. Because in the minds of crazed, radical, terrorist Muslims, that's where all the Jews live. Israel and New York. So they keep going after Israel and New York. Well, Israel built a wall, and nobody can get it anymore. You notice there's no terror attacks in Israel, are there? The wall works. So now the liberals want to knock down the wall. No wall in America. We can't have a wall in America. Some of the liberals, some of the crazy ones like Beto O'Rourke, they actually want to knock down the wall that already exists. And Ocasio-Cortez, she'd build like a ramp with people waving at you and giving you $100 bills. Welcome to America, Jew haters. Welcome to America, white people haters. Welcome to America, Christian haters. Welcome to America, capitalism haters. These are crazy people, folks. And now we're finding out they're all corrupt. Report is out. Rashida Tlaib paid herself $17,500 in campaign funds post-election. Can't do that. That's a crime. Now we find out Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the chief of staff, a guy named, what's his name here? Saikat Chakrabarty. Oh, he's a winner. Chakrat Chakrabarty. Sounds really American, doesn't it? The entire Democratic Party is freaks and foreigners and illegals and convicts and felons and welfare addicts. Oh, my God. And government employees. Don't forget government employees. Some of whom are nice people, of course. Some of whom protect us. But an awful lot of whom do nothing but look at their watches all day and wait till 20 years are up and retire at the age of 43 on $100,000 a year pensions that we have to pay for the rest of our lives. Work our fingers to the bone to pay for your freaking pensions while the rest of us get nothing. So her chief of staff, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is chief of staff, ran a slush fund and funneled over $1 million in campaign donations to his own companies. As reported today by the Washington Examiner. So much for Cortez's promise to reduce dark money in politics. But wait, I get to the best story of all today. The best. There's an interview with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's mother, Blanca Ocasio-Cortez. And guess what she told the Daily Mail? She left New York and moved to Florida because of the taxes. She said, I used to have to pay $10,000 a year. In New York, in property taxes. And up down here in the South, I'm paying $600 a year in Florida. It's stress-free down here. I love it down here. This is Cortez's mother. She, the woman who wants us all to be taxed to death. Oh, this is great stuff. And wait, remember, Cortez wants you to walk and ride trains all day. It turns out she's a gas guzzler. That's all she does, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She rides Ubers all day long. Thousands and thousands of dollars worth of Ubers since she was elected to Congress. She never takes a subway. She never takes a train. She never walks. Liar. Hypocrite. Commie. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics Cinegenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cinegenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cinegenics.com.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Could speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. USA Radio, your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. SOB, son of a butcher. Capitalist evangelist, American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio, and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national syndication. Thank you, Ed, and thank you, Fred, the Ed and Fred Show. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. They have the naming rights to the studio. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M. FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. Hard to keep up with everything in the news. But again, the co-founder of Greenpeace, Mr. Liberal, rips Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, calling her a pompous little twit who would bring about mass death. She's a moron. The Harvard-Harris poll, 3 in 4 voters favor a populist, nationalist, America First, legal immigration, trade, and foreign policy platform. Trump required colleges to support free speech if they want federal funds. House Democrats have decided to condemn radical anti-Semite Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, scrambling to limit the damage after the ADL criticized her, which is very rare. When did they ever criticize a Democrat? The Anti-Defamation League, run by former Obama administration official Jonathan Greenblatt, typically leans left, has been very critical of the Trump administration. But the reality is now coming out against Ilhan Omar. And so Democrats are realizing that they have no choice. Rashida Tlaib paid herself $17,500 in campaign funds. Now you're finding out because someone is liberal and a woman and a communist and a Muslim and a Jew hater, it doesn't mean they're nice. It doesn't mean they're never going to rip you off. Matter of fact, it means the opposite. Go to any Middle Eastern country, go to any commie country. They're all criminals. The politicians are ripping off the people, even more so than in our crappy country at times. I love America, but man, we're a corrupt country. Anybody who can't see that is blind, deaf, and really dumb. They're all on the take in Congress. They make a lousy $176,000 a year, but they're all worth millions. They all live in million-dollar houses in multiple places, D.C. and where they're from. They're all crooked, like crooked Harry Reid here in Las Vegas. Come on. They're all on the take. They're all dirty. Dirty, dirty, dirty. But in Muslim countries and communist countries, far worse. Not even close. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the chief of staff, ran a slush fund, funneled over $1 million in campaign donations to his own companies. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's mother moved from New York to Florida to get away from high taxes. Oh, it's hilarious. Gas-guzzling car rides expose Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's hypocrisy amid Green New Energy Pledge, New Deal Pledge. Gas-guzzling car rides expose her hypocrisy. She leaves a parade in a 17-mile-per-gallon minivan, blocks in the subway. And then she accuses ICE of rape. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez accuses ICE of rape and mocks critics of her massive carbon footprint. And here's another one of the dumb morons of the Democratic Party. Senator Mazie Hirono, Democrat, Hawaii. Another one, it should say communist, Hawaii next to her name. C for communist. She says while restrictions on air travel would be hard for Hawaii, opposing Green New Deal is crazy. So I'm going to come out for it. Last month, when asked about the Green New Deal eliminating air travel, she joked that would be pretty hard for Hawaii. But now when Andrea Mitchell asked her about her joke, Hirono said, well, someone asked me whether we were trying to get rid of air travel. I said, that's going to make it hard for Hawaii. But what the Green New Deal stands for is a recognition that climate change is happening. So what's really crazy is Trump and all his minions and his ilk who think global warming is not happening. And they'd rather stick their heads in the sand. They know zero in terms of what they would propose. And all they could do is mock an attack. And I think that's a crazy position because they're denying the science behind climate change. So no more trips to Hawaii. Let's all boycott Hawaii. Aloha! Nice life without tourists who have money, i.e. Republicans. Good luck, Hawaii. We're going to cast you adrift in the Pacific. Take a trip.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The coroner's office in Lee County, Alabama says the death toll stands at 23 from yesterday's tornado, including three children, the youngest age six. Sheriff Jay Jones.
I have not seen this type of level of destruction ever in my experience here in Lee County. And that covers a span back, I know, for at least 50 years, we have not had anything of this nature.
The White House says it's received the House Judiciary Committee's letter requesting documents related to the Trump administration family and business. It's part of an expanding Russia investigation. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the White House Counsel's Office and relevant officials will review the letter and respond at the appropriate time. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says it's clear President Trump obstructed justice. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Democratic Party, a hotbed now, Jew haters, anti-Semitism, Israel hatred, Christian hatred, capitalism hatred. Time for Jews to leave the reservation. Time for Jews to leave the plantation. Time for Jews to leave Egypt. I'm going to lead you to the promised land. Wayne Root announcing a Jexit. If Candace Owens can lead a Blexit, a Brexit for black Americans out of the Democratic Party. And in England, they've got, of course, their version, Brexit. I'll tell you right now, we need a Jexit. And I'll be writing about this and talking about this day and night for the next week. I'm going to lead this Jexit. Jews out of the Democratic Party. Jews exiting the plantation. Time to stop getting whipped by the Democrats and their crazy, radical Ilhan Omars and Rashid Tlaibs and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, all of whom would like to see you slaves, like in Venezuela, where the people are enslaved. In every socialist and Middle Eastern country in the world, what do you see? Not only are the people enslaved, but Jews are always out of favor. Jews are in big trouble. Has there ever been a socialist nation where Jews do well? Never. You think Stalin was nice to Jews? You think Hitler, who was not a capitalist, he was a socialist, nice to Jews? If you're a Jew, run for your life from these people. All right, Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We'll get to our guest in just a second, Josh Manning of WesternJournal.com. Tangible Investments is the precious metals company. The sponsor is both my national radio show on USA and my national TV show on Newsmax TV. Central bank spending the most in 50 years on gold right now. There must be a reason why. They know something. I know what they know. There's a debt crisis coming. Everybody's in massive debt. Every country in the world snowed under by debt. Tsunamis of debt. Tornadoes of debt. Hurricanes of debt. The United States included. Japan, China, Europe, Latin America. Debt, debt, debt. What's the antidote to debt? Gold, silver. Tangible wants to prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free, without buying anything, by the way. If you qualify, you don't have to buy a thing, and they send you, ship you off a $199 gold coin gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible's done billions of dollars in transactions. It could show you how to protect your asses. They said assets, but I think protect your asses in this economy with these people in charge. Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Ilhan Omar, Rashid Tlaib, Ocasio-Cortez. My God, protect your assets and your asses. Call now, 800-780-9000. Time for our guest, Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. We're going to talk about the most popular stories at the Conservative Tribune and Western Journal today. Josh, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, how are you? Hey, I want in on the Jexit.
Yeah, it's a good idea, isn't it? It's time for a Jexit.
I'm not even Jewish, but I want in.
I get it. Listen, if Jews didn't have nice Christians, there'd be no Israel. Thank God. Forget Jews. Jews have never done a damn thing for Israel. It's the Christians of America that have protected Israel. Thank God for evangelical Christians. All my Christian friends love Israel, and they believe Jews are the chosen people. You ask a Jew about the chosen people, they go, oh, that's not true. The Bible's not literal. You ask a Jew about Israel, I don't care about Israel, I care about abortion and transsexuals. It's like, what? What kind of world do you people living in? Come on. So it's time for a Jewish wake-up, man. Wake-up call, and I'm going to be the one to give it to him. But I'm going to sock him in the face while I wake him up, man. All right, let's talk about the biggest news stories in America today. I was just, you know, as I talk about transgenders, right, and transsexuals, Olympic medalist speaks out against transgender athletes should not be able to compete. Really? You think maybe? But the Olympics are letting them compete at the next Olympics, right?
Wait, what has happened, man? 10 years ago, nobody would be thinking along these lines. 20 years ago, people think you're crazy for even thinking this could be a possibility. Today, now, you've got to have former Olympic champs coming out saying, hey, this is a terrible idea. It turns out we should not let biological men compete with biological women in athletics. And the person who's doing this right now, who our piece is on, is Sharon Davies. Now, Sharon was a silver medalist in the 1980 Summer Olympics in Moscow. She's currently at the center of a controversy because she had the guts to tweet out, I'm going to read you the tweet here, so I'm reading, "I have nothing against anyone who wishes to be transgender. However, I believe there's a fundamental difference between the binary sex you're born with and the gender you may identify as. To protect women's sports, those with a male sex advantage should not be able to compete in women's sports." Now, Wayne, here is the $64,000 question. Where in the world are the feminists right now?
Right. I mean, women are never going to win another sporting event. Never. You let men with big arms and testosterone walk into women's events claiming they're women, even though they still got all their male characteristics. Forget it. Women will forget about it, as we say in New York. Women are never going to win another event. Not in high school, not in college, and certainly not in the Olympics. Never going to win. Powerlifting, rugby, come on, softball. Women have no shot against men dressing in tutus, pink tutus. Come on, it's over.
You are 100% right. And anybody with any common sense knows this. But, Wayne, this is what's happened in the country, really, gosh, I guess since maybe the 60s, is that there has just been a complete abandonment of anything that looks like common sense. And when you talk about something now that's common sense, what are you labeled as? You're labeled as a racist, a homophobe, a bigot, a transphobe, whatever kind of racial or sexual invective they can come up with, they throw at you if you dare say something that just makes sense on its surface, that we've known as human beings for generations. I mean, this is just outrageous. And here's what's really sick. Feminists have complained for decades and decades that women's athletics don't get the attention men's athletics get, that women are at a disadvantage when it comes to publicizing, attendance, earnings, all of that. And now, all of a sudden, there's this due, and this is an existential threat to women's athletics. This is not like women's basketball not being as popular as men. This is like women's basketball being obliterated, and the feminists are dead silent on this. And it just goes to show, Wayne, what we have said for years and years and years. Feminism was never about women's rights. It was about leftism. It was about liberalism. It was about collectivism. It was about the destruction of traditional culture and traditional family values. And we're seeing that play out right here. People said we were stupid and crazy for arguing that years ago. But, man, you know, the proof's in the pudding. And the pudding's done now, and we're seeing what's in it. It's terrible.
It's terrible. It's just ridiculous. Women just don't even understand what they've done to themselves. By the way, it's worth mentioning at the same time that there are all these organizations are allowing men to compete with women if they claim they're women, so women can't even win awards anymore or win scholarships anymore or win Olympic medals anymore. At the same time that's happening, wasn't there just a ruling that says now you've got to have women in the draft just like men? So you've won yourselves the right to never win another gold medal, never win awards in high school, never win championships in college, and you're going to have to go to war and lose your arms and your legs and die. Gee, aren't you smart?
Yeah.
You're just brilliant. What a great move.
Yeah, it's the truth. Wayne, my wife coaches a high school basketball team, and we were actually at a women's game over the weekend. We had one of her players with us, and this topic came up, and her player was just, she said, you know, I want to take a stand on this about how wrong this is, but I'm afraid I'm going to be attacked over it.
Right.
And, of course, I said, no, look, you take your stand. And my wife then said, you know, listen, the day they try to do this at our school, I'm quitting. I will not put my team through that. And you know, good for her. How horrible is it to know you're going to go out on the court or you're going to go out in the ring or you're going to go out on the track and you are going to get the pants beaten off of you by somebody who's been sucking on testosterone for you know, 15, 20 years?
It's ridiculous. The whole thing's a joke. And I just can't help thinking that we're going to win in a landslide in the next election because Democrats are so overreached and they've shown how extreme they are. Listen, I always say Obama's extreme, Obama's extreme, Obama's extreme, but he doesn't show it. He's a stealth Marxist. He's brilliant. He never shows it. These people are the next generation. They're showing it. Nobody was ever going to vote for a guy who says, I'm a communist and I hate America and I want to turn you into the Soviet Union and no one's allowed to meet anymore. But Obama never said any of those things. I think he believed in all the same things, but he was smart enough to keep his mouth shut, smile a lot, kiss babies, hug women, act like a nice guy, and tell people exactly what they wanted to believe. And so he got elected twice with a little bit of cheating, I believe, but still, he got elected twice, and these people have come along, and they're outward communists. They say it out loud. They're proud of it. They're going to go down to a bad defeat, let me tell you.
I agree. I'm telling you, I'm going to contribute to AOC's campaign.
Yes, I agree.
She's the best thing that can happen to us.
Yeah. I wrote the commentary. She's the greatest saleswoman in the history of the GOP. No question about it.
Yeah, I saw that. It's true, and you're exactly right. Remember, this is what happened back in 2000 and, what year was it that we just absolutely overwhelmed in Congress? I can't even remember off the top of my head.
Well, 2010 we won big, and 2014.
That's it. It was 10. 10 is what I'm thinking of after they had gotten a taste of Obama.
Yeah, but when Obama got reelected in 2012, then we won big in 2014, too. So
the American people see through this.
Yeah. Don't forget, the real example is Reagan against Mondale. The real example is Nixon against McGovern. When you act like a crazy, wild-eyed radical, we win almost every state in America. I remember every state except Massachusetts Nixon won, 49-state landslide, because McGovern was too left for the country. He looks like a conservative McGovern compared to these crazy people. And he certainly would never say anything against Jews. Never. Never. Anyway, let's stay with my friend Josh Manning of WesternJournal.com, senior news editor at Western Journal. When we come back, more with Josh with the biggest headlines of the day at his wonderful conservative website, WesternJournal.com. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
You want to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. Well, MyPillow will help you. Go to MyPillow.com. You'll get free shipping when you click on their four-pack special. That's two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty. Click on the four-pack special at MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the four-pack special. Use promo code USA.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Roots. The Martians have landed from the planet Uranus. Democratic Party. Where did they find Rashida Tlaib? Where did they find Ilhan Omar? Where did they find Ocasio-Cortez? Where did they find Maxine Waters? Planet Uranus. Cetogenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And what is so effective and compelling about having me tell my story for Cetogenics is that I've taken good care of my body my whole life, and I still, when I went to see them, was shocked to find out how many problems were developing, because guys in their 50s, things start to break down. Not serious yet, but by the time you get to your 60s and 70s, they kill you. Diabetes, insulin resistance, heart disease, high cholesterol. All these things will kill you. I didn't think I had any of them. Turns out I had most of them. And they've reversed them completely or dramatically or partially or all the above. Thank you, Cetogenics. They made Wayne Root great again. They can make you great again, too. Give them a call, 888-YOUNGER. 888-TOLL-FREE-YOUNGER. Y-O-U-N-G-E-R. Opposite of older. You want to be older? Don't call. Want to be fatter? Don't call. Want to feel low energy? Don't call. Want to lose out on jobs to younger competitors? Don't call. But if you do call, you'll be on the winning team. They're making America great again, one American at a time. Thank you, Cetogenics. 888-YOUNGER or go to Cetogenics.com and reserve your free, no-obligation consultation. Cetogenics.com. C-E-N-E and then Genics. G-E-N-I-C-S. Thank you, Cetogenics. By the way, I expected them to be like a three-month advertising campaign. And they've been on for 11 months. They just renewed again because they're doing fantastic because people are watching what they've done for Wayne Root. So thank you, Cetogenics. Josh Manning is back with us from WesternJournal.com, senior news editor at Western Journal. Most popular stories today on Western Journal and Conservative Tribune. And Josh, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Wayne. Thanks for having me.
So the liberals are so crazy. This Me Too pioneer, Rose McGowan, claims she had an abortion so she could have more time to change the world.
Yeah.
So they don't mind bragging that they murder children for, like, really small-minded reasons. It's amazing. Selfish reasons.
No, you remember the, what was it, the Tweet Your Abortion movement, I think? It's where they were encouraging people to tweet out the stories about their abortions, trying to sort of normalize it.
And, I didn't even know about that. That's disgusting.
I think that was a thing a few months ago. I can't remember. Wayne, there's so much craziness, and there's only so much space in my head. There's only so much you fit in there at any one time from the left, but... Anyway, she's out there now. Yeah, she's, you know, a lot of folks know her as the person who helped kick off the Me Too movement. She was one of the first, might have been the first, to come out and accuse Weinstein of sexual harassment and assault and these things. She's not a B-list actor, but you don't see her in just a whole lot of big stuff. You know, she was in Charmed years ago, and then if you saw Tarantino's Grindhouse movies, she was in one of those. Played a girl with a machine gun on her leg. It was a weird deal. But anyway, too much about Rose McGowan. She tweeted out, she said, I've got this message. I'm not ashamed.
You, are you there? You're on a cell phone, I guess. I'm losing your...
Yeah, sorry, buddy. Sorry. You got me?
Yeah, I think you're back. Go ahead, start talking.
Okay. Yeah, so she tweets out, she says, I'm not ashamed of my abortion, nor should you be. 60% of those who choose to have abortions are already mothers. I was on birth control and it failed. I realized I couldn't bring a child into the world and simultaneously change the world. I don't regret my decision. She goes on to some other stuff. So the question is, Wayne, how has she changed the world? Right. Being childless has helped her to change the world. What has she done? And as far as I can tell, her biggest claim to fame is being like an ex-stripper in a movie who had a machine gun on her leg. That was it. And so let's follow the thinking through. What if Einstein's mom had had an abortion? What if Newton's mom had had an abortion? You're talking about the Jexit. What if Abraham's mom had had an abortion, or Sarah for that matter? What if Ronald Reagan's mom had had an abortion? You feel on and on and on and on. But this goes back to one of the things the left is so messed up on. They hate population. You know, they love to say, oh, gosh, the world's crowded. There are too many people, yada, yada. The fact of the matter is, people are what wealth comes from. People produce ideas, and they produce products, and they produce good things that we can use. We are better off with more people than fewer people. And you have to wonder, Wayne, was one of these precious little babies who was aborted, maybe one that was aborted in the ghetto, was one of these the person who's going to figure out how to fight cancer? Was one of these the person who's going to figure out how to cure Parkinson's? I mean, there's no telling what we have lost in this absolute mass serial slaughter that's happened. And McGowan and her ilk are out there saying, oh, this is something to be proud of. This will help us change the world. Bull. It absolutely does not.
Hey, Josh, liberals can't take the truth. They're delusional. I gave a speech at UNLV a year ago, and I mentioned how horrible abortion was, and a black woman started fighting with me in the middle of the class. I mean, not physically fighting, but verbally jousting with me. And I said, don't you realize two-thirds of all the babies aborted are black? Don't you realize there's a Holocaust upon blacks? And she got so upset, she started crying and ran out of the room. When I saw her after class, she wanted to challenge me after class, prove it to me. I showed her on Wikipedia that two-thirds of all the aborted babies are black, and it's been like 30 million aborted black babies. And when she heard that, she stared at it, she put my phone back on my hand and walked away, looked back at me and said, you're all lying, and left.
That's it. They can't handle it.
You can't take the truth, man. The truth scares them. You can't handle it.
Yep.
Josh Manning,
yep.
Western Journal. Lots of truth coming from Western Journal as well as Conservative Tribune, both owned and run by the great organization Josh Manning works for. Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Wayne.
We shall return.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.